regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Mark Barnhart is here, who I go way back with Mark because when I did a little bit of work at what used to be the Inn at Fairfield Beach, you and I did a lot of work together with happenings in Fairfield and trying to tie in deals at the hotel for guests and everything. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I love that you are here and part of our diner tour, the Director of Community and Economic Development for the town.
That's a mouthful.
What does that mean, Mark? Just so people can understand. I mean, you're like the fun guy in town. Can I call you that? You are the fun man, not fun guy, fun man in town.
That would be news to my wife.
No, but you do have a hand in a lot of the happenings in Fairfield. Talk
That's
a little
true.
Bit about what's going on, what's been on your plate.
There's always lots going on in Fairfield, as you know, Melissa. So,
yes.
You know, this coming weekend, Mother's Day, is the 88th annual Greenfield Hill Dogwood Festival. So always a popular event for many people. Lots going on. So
we have some of the most beautiful dogwood trees in downtown Fairfield. I'm sorry. I'm
biased,
but I also grew up here, so I got to see it firsthand.
Yeah, it's always spring is a great time of year. Of course, not for my allergies. But
right. But you sound good this morning, so that's good.
I'm trying.
And what else is happening with, I mean, Fairfield, I feel like, always has moving parts. You've got a beach community. We have so many schools, universities, whatnot. You know, what else is happening, certainly, as we get out of the academic year and heading into the summer that people can look forward to?
As you mentioned, we're very fortunate to have two great universities here in town. We work very closely with both Fairfield and Sacred Heart University, so congratulations to all the seniors that will be graduating, hopefully going on to better and bigger things. But, you know, we do have a lot of events coming up. The next one, we just had our Shop and Stroll into Spring event. It's always, again, a popular thing that we're doing here to support our local merchants throughout the community and encourage people to support local, buy local, eat local, support local wherever you can. So we just had that event. Fortunately, we had really great weather and a good turnout. So thanks to everyone. We had our sponsor, which was the Friends of the Fairfield Public Library, always a great supporter of ours, and we're happy to raise awareness around the great work that they do for our public libraries.
Love our libraries. We have some good ones here in Fairfield for sure.
But
good.
Yeah, absolutely. And our next event, which I always look forward to, is our Make Music Day Fairfield. So this will be the eighth year that we're participating in this event. It started in 1982 in Paris, France. So it's a worldwide event celebrating, you know, making music. Both professionals, amateurs, everyone comes out and helps, you know, make music, support that. And Fairfield is actually the largest in Connecticut and one of the largest in the country in terms of our Make Music Day event. We have, last year, we had over 75 performers, over 110 performances, 30 different venues throughout town. So we're looking to build on that, and it'll be a great event. It's always on June 21st, the summer solstice, from 10 to 10. So there'll be a lot of activities. If you're interested in learning more, you can always go to our website at experiencefairfieldct.org. And in this case, we do have the Make Music Day Fairfield website as well, where you can sign up as either a performer or a venue.
That is awesome. Experiencefairfieldct.org. I remember checking out that website. It was newly redone. It's beautiful.
We just did a revamp of
it's gorgeous.
But that's where you can get all the information in terms of upcoming events and activities here in Fairfield. There's always a lot happening.
There is. And the summer is always beautiful. Again, you got a huge beach community. Always really fun celebration for the 4th of July.
Yep.
You guys have great parades.
Memorial Day parade's coming up.
I was wondering.
One of the largest parades
in
the state. And as well as the Independence Day fireworks on July 5th. Always a spectacular display.
How did Fairfield become one of the largest Memorial Day parades in the state? How'd that happen?
I think it's just
What'd you do, Mark?
I didn't have anything to do with it. but there's
a lot of
people that did, and they do a great job of putting on that event to help commemorate, honor those that served and those that helped make Fairfield and the country what it is.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Fairfield's always got something going on, and Mark Barnhart, I call him the fun man of Fairfield. I don't know if he feels that way, but I do, and you do an excellent job, you and your entire team. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and I want to remind folks again that website is experiencefairfieldct.org for anything you want to catch up on here in the town of Fairfield. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.